What up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, on this particular podcast, coming at you on August 2nd, 2023, in prime time, late getting home from a Crestview youth staff outing and staying with K-State football. Right, we're pretty much now exactly, so I'm sitting here recording this podcast, 1 month from kickoff of the 2023 college football season for your K-State Wildcats. You're defending Big 12 champs, taking on Southeast Missouri. And that's going to be September 2nd. So that's crazy. Crazy that it's already not October, but August. same syllables, but different letters, right? So August 2nd, 1 month. So September 2nd, you're going to be seeing your Wildcats, Chris Klieman, head coach, Will Howard, and others take the field. Cooper Beebe, Daniel Green, and others taking on Southeast Missouri's here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And obviously, and I'll touch back on the backup quarterbacks at some point. I'm gonna try something a little bit different that you have not seen on this podcast, or heard, I should say, if you're listening. We're counting down the football, right? So I'm not gonna put a promise on it with what's going on in my world these days now, but you're going to be hearing a lot of football talk, obviously. But don't worry, you're going to be hearing, of course, K-State soccer exhibition games this week. That's going to be a postcast on both of those. And there might be a late change of plans, at least for me on the weekend side of things. So I might have to put the Rock Island recap on hold for the time being until I know what's going on with the rest of my week. But look at the running backs. K-State, obviously, Trayshawn Ward being the big get, transfer from Florida State. Me and Isaac talked about that on this summer on the podcast, and we'll continue to talk about it here with the way that things have been playing out. With shows, I'm going to be probably taking over the kind of the in-depth look at really the majority of the players from the offense, even. So there's going to be a general look towards the end of the month, obviously. So there's going to be a lot going on as well. But if getting back on train, back on the railroad tracks here, DJ Giddens, right? Spelled Deuce Vaughn for some of those games last year, and looking back at his numbers from last year, obviously the question is, one of the bigger questions this year, who's going to spell Deuce Vaughn? We have said this multiple times. I'm pretty sure all the K-State podcasts have mentioned it. DJ Giddens, over 500 yards rushing last year, 89 carries, 6 touchdowns, average per tote, almost 6, if you played a round number game, 6 yards per tote. For DJ Giddens, you're getting that type of, and listen, this is literally, and I know that Deuce Vaughn had everything, right? But he, with Deuce and DJ, right? The two Ds, right? Now you're getting literally thunder and lightning. You got the thunder and DJ Giddens and the lightning of Trayshawn Ward, who lit up Oklahoma in that bowl game. I keep going back to that game there as well. So literally, I said in the last episode, daily episode, I'm going to say it again. I think Will Howard has a lot more weapons, and no shade on last year's Big 12 championship team. No shade on the offensive side of the ball with Malik. Malik came on late. Malik was up and down at times, right? You still got Phillip Brooks. You're mystery reliable, I'm going to call him, because every time you need a big first down or a big play, Phillip Brooks is right there to help you out, right? So he's got that going for you, right? So with Keegan Johnson, Iowa, here on campus, been working out with the team ever since he's gotten here. I can go down the list. Obviously, we'll touch on the offensive line more on the upcoming dailies of this podcast, but what I'm saying is I would not be surprised if this year's K-State team offense has a little bit more firepower. Will Howard, he's mentioned it in most of his interviews. He wants to get the ball down the field, and we'll see what second-year offensive coordinator Colin Klein does, obviously, there with all that. A lot more weapons around him, so obviously you're going to get the offense hopefully being a couple steps further ahead than the defensive line. their defense for K-State. But yeah, you're looking at, and I even mentioned a couple of the other backs, Anthony Freas, Joe Jackson, to name a few of those. So K-State's well stocked when it comes to running back slash, if you want to throw the fullback in there as well. But yeah, definitely the question is, you know, Deuce, he's doing his thing in Dallas now. We have to turn the page to this year's team, what they're going to look like. Obviously, Southeast Missouri coming into town in a month, and they have the one of the more intriguing non-conference games of the year when Troy comes into town. And me and Alex talked about Troy. Speaking of Troy, we talked about them a little bit on the weekly podcast, the last week's weekly podcast. Go check that wherever you can put your podcast. And I know that I mentioned we promised, well, not exactly promised, but I told you 2 episodes per week. I haven't gotten to that, around to that yet. But hopefully, hopefully starting next one, we can get into that two episode deal here as well. But yeah, DJ Giddens, Trayshawn Ward, when you look at it on paper, definitely, defense is going to have to fear, you know, the physicality of DJ Giddens. We saw, it feels like to me that every time DJ has the ball in his hands, he can take it a distance, it seems like to me anyways. And literally, Trayshawn Ward can say the same thing for him. When you open that little crease, he's gone. So the running back position for this year, I won't worry too much about that whatsoever there, heading into the season there. Obviously, knock on wood with the injuries, hopefully he'll get it. But, you know, this is a long season. You're going to get these nicked ups here and there, but you can try to avoid the serious injuries there as well. But I'm looking for some big things this year. And maybe there could be a third running back in the mix here. I don't know. We'll just have to find out and see. But we do know we have an A and a B. You can put them wherever. Trayshawn Ward, DJ Giddens, mix them up a little bit. But literally this year, folks, K-State Nation, you guys are going to be in for a treat. Will Howard's got a lot of support in the backfield and out there on the receiving ends. Obviously tight end Ben Sinnott. Yeah, so definitely I think this K-State offense could take it to another level here in 2023. So Big 12 defenses and non-con opponents like Troy, Missouri. By the way, we'll talk Missouri, a little bit more Missouri on this upcoming edition of the podcast. So we got that covered there as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Get it wherever you get your podcast. This is your first time listening to the podcast. Welcome on board, and this is the right time to join because we're exactly in 1 month from K-State football. We're a couple days away from K-State women's soccer getting some work in, an exhibition side, and a little less than 3 weeks away from preseason stuff for both women's volleyball and women's soccer. And of course, cross country, that's going to be gearing up here in a little while as well. So we cover all things K-State. No, we don't just cover only football and men's basketball. No, there's plenty to go around, including K-State women's basketball. Got a squad this year, so I'm excited about that. So definitely, if you love to keep up with your sport, K-State sports, this is the podcast for you there as well. We just don't focus, even though, yes, we're getting that close to that time. It's almost that time to get ready for football. We're going to have you covered on all angles here, as usual, for this podcast. That's going to do it for right now on this edition of the PBBD Pro Project Podcast Daily. Again, episode 170 will be recorded tomorrow night. Myself and Alex Aiden. And yes, those episodes have been out on Sunday, so I'm going to stick to that pattern for the time being. So be on the lookout for those episodes. If we do decide to record a Tuesday episode, those will be out either Wednesday night late or Thursday at the earliest. But yes, so keep your eyes out for more K-State content. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.